This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. Glad you're with us. Got a big show for you tonight. Huge show for you tonight. We've got breaking news. We've got two big stories of the day. We've got people that are experts on everything we're going to talk about tonight, so it should be a lot of fun. I am glad that you're here. Thankful that you are with us. It is one of those stories tonight where we are following for you that the you know that the government has shut down what is happening. They could not come to an agreement last night in Washington D.C. and even in the final few hours, in the final waning moments of the day, the Democrats in the Senate of the United States Senate. Unilaterally said, you know what, we are going to shut this country down. And they chose to stand with some 900,000 people that don't have status, that don't have citizenship, that don't have the right to even claim that this is where they are supposed to be and so forth, as opposed to standing with 9 million children who are impoverished, who do not have health care. They did not stand with the military. They did not stand with the nation's seniors. They did not stand with the Border Patrol. They did not stand with those that are going to be asked to work for free, like my brother-in-law in the United States military. Not only that, they didn't even think it was worthwhile giving up their own paycheck. That's what the Senate Democrats believed. That's what the Senate Democrats did. There were some admirable members of the House of Representatives who did two things. One thing, okay, so Chuck Schumer votes, leads the vote, and votes against keeping the country going, and then he doesn't give up his own paycheck. My guest right now that's joining me is Congressman Dan Donovan from Staten Island. He did exactly the opposite. He voted to keep the government open, and he is now going without his paycheck until this crisis is taken care of. And Congressman, it's good to have you. I just spoke to you yesterday in drive time on my local show in New York City. I didn't know that we would be speaking again tonight. But what caused you to be motivated and to feel like you needed to do this?
It's a disgrace that we shut down our government. No one sent their representative, whether it be a member of the House or their United States Senator, down to Washington to shut their government down. They sent us down here to make their government work better for them. And if we're going to ask our brave women and men in uniform who are fighting across this globe for our freedoms to go without a paycheck, it's a disgrace that the people that caused this shutdown are going to receive theirs. So today I told the House administrators that I wanted to forego my pay until we put this government back up and running and we pay our soldiers, our sailors, our pilots, our Marines, and as you said, the Border Patrol, until we start funding CHIP, the Child Health Insurance Program, where, as you pointed out, so rightfully so, Kevin, 9 million children who now have health insurance will be going without it because that's going to expire. Now, if people, and I'm a believer that we have to change this broken immigration system of ours, part of those recipients, if these Democrats in the Senate are so concerned about the DACA children, well, there are DACA children now that will go out without their health insurance because of the shutdown that they caused.
Yeah. Congressman, it seems almost inconceivable to me that the Democratic Party would do this. And I got to say, it's not all of the Democrats, because there was one Democrat that stood with you three Republicans who said today that they were going to go without their paycheck. But in the Senate, every single one of them And it wasn't as though the Republicans could have done anything other than what they did. If you'd gotten every Republican vote, they still would have been able to shut it down. This is something that Senate leadership, Democrat leadership, Chuck Schumer in particular, sees as a badge of honor, and yet he is hurting the citizens of his own country.
And the voters should remember this, Kevin. The voters should say, wow, isn't it amazing that you shut down our government and so many federal workers are now going to go on furlough or work without pay, and you accepted your own salary? Voters should remember this come election time, Kevin. You know, I have a family, as you know. I have a wonderful woman in my life. We have a beautiful baby. You know, this is going to be a sacrifice in my family. I called Serena up today and said, I think this is the right thing to do. She said, it certainly is. You go ahead and do it. We'll get by until the government's up and running again. You do what's right, because both of us felt it was unfair for me to take a salary when all those other brave women and men, all those hardworking federal employees, all those Border Patrol people who are protecting our country are going to go without their pay.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to Congressman Dan Donovan, who is one of four congressmen that has said, while the government is shut down, don't pay me. Put my money to use, maybe paying a military family or someone else. And Dan, that's really the one that rubs me the most wrong. I've got a brother-in-law who's forward active duty. He doesn't make a ton of money. You know, military people that make great sacrifices to do what they do, even though he has been promoted up the chain of command. Very proud of his accomplishments. But he is not, he's not by any means super well off. And who knows how long this stalemate will go on. And he's going to be asked to show up, to fly his missions, to do the things that he has to do as a Navy pilot. And Chuck Schumer will not have to do anything. He can just choose to stay home, and his paycheck will come, and so will the other Senate Democrat paychecks. But tonight, those who voted for shutting the government down will collect money from the taxpayers, and those who wanted to keep it open, like yourself, are giving your money back. I just think it's something that people need to be aware of and see for themselves exactly where the people's hearts are on this, because it's a telling contrast, Congressman.
Every single person, Kevin, in the House and Senate that voted no to keep the government open, who voted to close down and shut down our government, should forfeit their pay. And know what's going to happen in 10 days, God forbid, if this is still going on from 10 days from now. 10 days from now, their mortgage holders are going to want their mortgage payment. Their landlords are going to want their rent. And they're not going to want to hear that, well, you know, some senators from the Democratic senators shut our government down so I didn't get paid.
Yeah.
And now, I had heard today that the low-interest loans would be offered to these people. Well, everybody should...
Why should they have to pay any interest on it, Congressman?
Absolutely right. They should give that interest payment over to the Democrats in the Senate and let them pay it.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And of course, that just goes to show how the Democrats think about money in general. You know, oh well, you get a loan, it's almost as good as, because you know, you just forfeit, do whatever. I mean, the idea of living beyond your means and not being careful with other people's money and not really even caring whether or not the people make very much, Congressman. This is all part of the Democratic Party. I was thinking today, it's very odd. The Democrats want to be the party of the people. But in the last year, when the tax cuts came down, they voted against giving any American citizens tax cuts. They voted in lockstep in both houses. They voted against giving any Americans a chance to have some relief with their taxes. And now when it comes to this issue, they are willing to hold everyone hostage until they are able to extend to those that are not citizens of this country some sort of permanent status so that they can stay in the country, which, by the way, that the current status of DACA doesn't even run out for another 2 months. What's the hurry here?
There is no hurry, and you're absolutely right, Kevin. There's no need to do this now. There's no reason to close the government. If you want to debate those issues, there's still time to debate those. What's not debatable is paying our soldiers. What's not debatable is giving health care for those 9 million children in our country who are now, right at this moment, don't have health care insurance, or the states are running out of that CHIP money, that Children's Health Insurance Program money, and soon will be without health insurance. That's not debatable. So we could fund the government, we could keep the government open, and we could have an open debate about what we should do about our broken immigration system, but you can't hold our country hostage over that at a time when it's not even at the deadline yet.
I hear what you're saying. Congressman, you took time out of your Saturday night to be with us. We appreciate it. Thank you for
always
your thoughts tonight.
Good to see you, Kevin.
You too.
Thanks,
I really appreciate that the heart of that congressman right there. Because he did. He went to battle in the House of Representatives this week to not shut the government down. There's nothing in the continuing resolution bill to keep the government going. There's nothing in that bill that the Democrats oppose. There's not one policy in that bill that they oppose. They get all their current funding at all of their current priorities, just like it's been for the last number of years. There's nothing that changes in the spending levels. In addition to that, the Republicans added a six-year extension into the Children's Health Insurance Program to see to it that 9 million low-income, impoverished households and children get health care coverage while their family may not have it. The Republicans were saying, we'll extend this for 6 years. Let's just approve the budget. This money's running out. It needs to be approved anyway. We'll put it on there for 6 years. We're good to go. We don't have to readdress that again. And the Democrats are holding us up over something that has nothing to do with the budget at all. It's shameful. Shameful tonight. Kevin McCullough from New York. Stay with us.
Hi, Kevin.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known.
So glad you're with us. Welcome to Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. And it was a week that ended strangely, but it was a week that began with a little bit of euphoria. And it's one of the reasons why I want to speak to my next guest. By the way, we've still got MJ Kronfeld coming up in hour two and a lot of other fun things to get to tonight. I hope that you'll stay with us for the full show tonight. What we are heading down this year in terms of the economy is really unprecedented. What we're talking about is a year like we have not seen. In fact, from the time we went to 25,000 on the Dow Jones, it was exactly seven trading sessions later that it crossed another 1,000-point threshold. That's never been done in 7 days. And then we finished the week above that threshold the very next day. So it was a pretty historic week from a financial standpoint. And someone that we love to talk to about all of this is none other than David Fisher of Landmark Capital, who is very, very focused on making sure that your portfolio is well protected. And he rejoins us from his offices in Phoenix, Arizona tonight. David, you're looking well. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on your show this evening, Kevin.
It's a very odd time we live in because the hitting the 26,000 threshold, you thought, wow, this week is just going to be one for the record books. And then it ends on the shutdown of the government. So let's talk a little bit about what all of that means. First of all, what does it mean that we hit 26,000 on the Dow Jones this week?
Well, it shows the power of President Trump on what he campaigned upon, Kevin, in taking away regulations that would stifle economic growth. And this was one of his major fundamentals that he said, I'm going to do. And ironically, he did what he said he was going to do. And that's why the Dow breached 26,000 points. I think we're going to hit what President Trump said, 30,000. But the Democrats are trying to derail this through shutdown of a government, which might hinder economic growth a little bit.
What way does it have a practical impact on the economy for the shutdown? I mean, I know that a lot of people are losing their paychecks for a period of time, and there's an interruption to at least a segment of that economic activity. But what historically, what do we know about shutdowns and how they've impacted us?
Well, shutdowns have cost our country as much as $24 billion. That was the shutdown in President Obama's era of 2013 when the government was shut down for only 16 days. But that was a huge shutdown. Lots of state parks were closed. This shutdown doesn't look like it's going to do that magnitude initially, but we didn't think the same it was going to happen in 2013. The longest shutdown from a government level was under Clinton for 28 days, and it cost our country $3.7 billion. There's been about 17 shutdowns in modern days. 10 of those have lasted about 5 days. My biggest concern, and yours is as well, is our military, Kevin. So think about that for a second. They don't get a paycheck, but yet they still have to show up to serve our country. What a great honor we should do is continuing to pay them, but that's not, unfortunately, how our Congress works. So the ramifications of that is real simple.
Yeah.
People who provide that pay, or they're needing that paycheck, they're going to hold back funds from paying into their economy. This is going to affect companies around the commissaries of our military bases. People are going to not build projects. It's just going to have a ripple effect. And there's no way this is benefiting our men and women who serve our country.
Well, and that's without even saying that they're still going to be made to show up and have to do all the work. Like, it's one thing if they could say, okay, well, I can just go get a burger flipping job at McDonald's for 2 weeks until the government figures its stuff out. But no, they have to still show up and do their job. They just don't get a paycheck. And there's so much morally wrong with that. It just turns my stomach. And you know I've got a brother-in-law who's forward active duty in the U.S. Navy. It's just it's one of those things I just can't stomach it.
You know, our Congress gets paid no matter what. Our Congress has the best health care plan, yet most of our military doesn't even come close to that. And yet, the number one thing, ironically, Kevin, we hired our Congress to do, and we pay them to do this, is to pass a budget. Yet Congress, this is going to shock many of your listeners, Congress has not passed a budget for 20 years before the deadline of October 1st.
Wow.
What they've done instead is they passed over 100 CRs, continuing resolution. In other words, they're kicking the can down the road. 100 of those, instead of coming together, agreeing upon something, and passing a budget. So this is really something that shows that we are not having a country that comes together and working, which is what I've been saying on your radio program. It also shows that they can't really fund the government through the overspending. We have a debt problem. So it really concerns me that we just can't come together, and we should have had this done a long time ago.
Well, and you actually made mention of that throughout the fall. You were, because there were two deadlines that they missed in 2017, two or three deadlines that they missed in 2017. And then if they even got the CR this time, it was only going to extend it till probably into February or maybe March. David, let me ask you this, though. The idea that they're going to pair, that the Democrats are trying to force a non-budgetary, non-economic-related issue to be part of the continuing resolution legislation, and typically I think history has been not very kind to people that have brought in issues that don't have anything to do with the matter at hand. And the fact that DACA doesn't even run out until mid-March sometime, this isn't even an emergency in terms of in terms of Congress. They've got an eternity until DACA runs out. So how do you think this is playing to the average worker, the average investor? They're looking at this and saying, well, what's going on here?
Well, the polls are all over the place. But the number one thing that I think we're going to see at the end of this, whenever it gets refigured out and the country opens up and is fully running again, I think they're going to blame the Democrats, because your point is exactly right. We've never had a item like DACA that is not in the budgetary process where the country gets shut down. Usually the in fact, all the studying I've done, I cannot find one instant where the country was shut down over a non-budget item. Mm-hmm. So this is just out of the norm. And ironically, President Trump has already said multitude of times, I'm for DACA, I'm for making this work, but I want to create a wall so we don't have to deal with the problem that DACA is caused by.
Right.
So he has said we should have that funding somewhere done by late February. So this is something that this is really causing a shutdown to make a political point and derail something very historical, the anniversary of the inauguration of our president. We are going to run out of money, though, if they don't get this under control. Unfortunately, the Congressional Budget Office has said, and the Treasury, that sometime late March, early April, we will fully run out of money, and that is when it's going to be detrimental. That's a default.
Well, we've got to touch on that and talk about some of the other things related to this economy, as we have David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, with us tonight. We'll take a break and come back. David's got extra time with us tonight, so we're looking forward to delving into a whole bunch of things. China has been making noise. We'll talk about that. And that ever-present thing, I can't get away from it, no matter who. If I talk to technology people, if I talk to money people, Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. So lots of this and more when we continue with David Fisher. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. And if you would like to get your financial survival guide for 2018, make sure you sign up for the contest. You can do that by going to my flagship radio station.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. It's Radio Night Live, and we are talking about the news of the week. In the next hour, the news today was the Women's March in Washington, D.C., and Chicago, and some other places. Of course, the media playing this up like it's the biggest thing that's ever happened, and they're ignoring the fact that the March for Life took place yesterday and had even bigger numbers in the nation's capital than the March for Women did today. But we'll set that aside for now. We'll get into that with MJ Kronfeld in hour two tonight. We're speaking with David Fisher, good friend and CEO of Landmark Capital, which is a financial advisory company. They are able to help you understand your portfolio and where you're at. They also offer a very wonderful service that it gives you your financial blueprint, which is really, with a little bit of intake, they can help you understand what you've done, where that's going to get you and where you need to go, and try to help you make a plan to get there. So it's and they are willing to do that absolutely free. You can contact them through the website, landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com, and I'll also give you a phone number where you can call them as well. And if you want to, I want you to get the Financial Survival Guide for 2018, which they're also offering for free. It's about a $200 value, but there's a brand new white paper in there that David just finished writing. And David, it's funny that you finished writing it on the topic that you did, because I've been arguing with liberal Democrats all week long on Twitter about, you know, the economy, and I keep posting good things, you know, how many jobs, and I guess the market's added, what, $31 trillion? I get the total market's now worth about $31 trillion. Trump's added about $7 trillion in 1 year, which was more than Obama added over eight in terms of total value. And every time I post this, somebody's like, yeah, well, you know, what goes up comes down. And I said, yes, I do. And there's probably going to be a 10% correction at some point. But David, even if that's the case, if people are investing wisely, you can still come out way ahead right now, can't you?
Absolutely. You know, over the correlation of a market cycle, it's normal to have every 1 to 3 years, about a 3 to 5% correction. We haven't had that for quite some time, and every 7 years have a greater than 10% to 20% correction. It's been 8 years, 9 years almost since we've had that. So the correction is not a matter of if, but when. But we have a great economy going on, and it's all because of what President Trump is doing. But there are some concerns that we are having some bubbles, and to put it quite easily, by every metrics, the stock market is in a bubble, considering 5.1% is how much it's gone up from January till now, and that's only 13 trading. Yeah, 13 trading days, 5.1%, that's, you know, 7% is the national average per year, or is the average per year over a 50-year period of time. So that tells you how much of a bubble we're in. There's a lot of other facts, and this white paper talks about it. In fact, I'll say this about the white paper. Because there's so many bubbles that have been forming, and they're all at different levels, I have put more research into this paper than any research paper I've done in 25 years. They got to get it. It's called Time's Up, Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Great Deflate.
All right, so here's the easiest way to get it. If you go to the radio station I'm on here in New York, AM 970 The Answer, go to their website, am970theanswer.com, and click on the Survival Guide 2018 Gold Coin ad at the top of the page. And when you do that, you can register, put all your name and stuff. They'll send you the survival guide, which has much more, by the way, than just this white paper. You're going to get their insider's newsletter. You're going to get other resources that they have. It's a really valuable package, but they're making it available to everyone who goes and requests one, and that's the easiest way to do it, am970theanswer.com. And when you do, you are also going to be registered to win a $20 gold piece, 1 ounce gold piece, that is the 1911 St. Gaudens coin. And David, tell us a little bit about this coin. Why is this coin so special?
Well, the coin was minted by our country, and prior to this coin, we had other coins that were as money. We had paper money as money, and we had gold coins as money. But we wanted to expand our trade with Europe, and they didn't want our paper money. And the coin prior to this coin was a kind of an ugly coin by European standards, which is our number one trading partner. So President Roosevelt at the time said, let's not fight him. Let's join him, and let's hire a very famous Greek sculptor at the time, is what he did, called Augustus St. Gaudens. He brought him over on the boat. He was going to redesign all our coinage from the $20 gold piece all the way down to the $1 coin, and there's a lot of denominations in between. He designs two coins. Kevin, he dies, thought to be having a massive heart attack. And they named the larger of the two, the most beautiful coin in the world at the time, after him. That's where the name comes, the St. Gaudens, after Augustus St. Gaudens, the designer. The first year they minted this coin, around 337,000 coins were minted. The next year, 4.3 million were minted. Obviously, Europe fell in love with the coin, and this is what expanded our monetary system, therefore creating the Roaring Twenties, a wealth-building decade, and obviously we over-leveraged our money, and that's what caused 1929. And gold was the thing that hedged people from correction then, and as gold is the thing that hedged correction in 2007.
David, hold that thought. We're going to come right back, but we're going to get more more on information on this coin. It's am970theanswer.com if you want to register to win. It's Kevin.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Contest KMC. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Would love to have my microphone on when I start talking to you. Sometime I'll get that. Anyway, we're glad you're here. It's a busy Saturday night, a big news day, women marching all over the country. There's nothing like a woman, there's nothing like a nation where all the women are scorned. And just expressing it. Actually, there weren't very many of them. I mean, just some. In some cities there were more. But in Washington, D.C., there were only about half what there were yesterday at the March for Life. So interesting. We'll talk about all that and more with M.J. Kronfeld in the Ladies' Lounge coming up next hour. But David Fisher is the head of Landmark Capital, and they're a great partner to this radio show. We could not do what we do, in fact, if it weren't for great partners like Landmark Capital. And what I love about them is that they provide you with information and they make sure that you understand the times that you live in. And that's really what David has excelled in. And David, I'm sorry we had to cut you off there at the end. I want to make sure we touch on a few of these other points before we go. But if people want to try to win the gold coin and also get the financial survival guide for 2018, go to am970theanswer.com and fill out the information there. It's really simple to get registered. And every person that registers is going to get the financial survival kit. That's the most important part. And it's worth $189 with that white paper and everything else that's in there. David, real quickly, we've been talking about the bonds, and they are one indicator of American financial health, and they have moved into bear market territory. Why have they not done as well as stocks and gold right now?
Well, they've done well, but every market comes to an end, and we had a 25-year of a bond market with no major correction, and now that has happened. Bill Gross, the largest bond trader in the world who founded PIMCO and now is part of Janus Fund, he's known as the Bond King, and 2 weeks ago he said on CNBC that officially today is the day that we're moving into a bear market in bonds. And what caused that is the thing that concerns me most is China made an announcement that they're no longer going to continue to buy treasuries. They're going to halt buying them, and they might even start to sell them. And so the day later, Bill Gross comes out and makes this historic announcement. This caused rates, the 10-year yield, to go up in our treasury, which was a signaling factor to Bill Gross and many other analysts that we're moving into a bear market in bonds. Bonds is a much larger market than stocks. It doesn't get much attention, but it could be the triggering factor, the bubble, that I said many times that we're only one to two headlines away from a major economic change in our country and maybe the world. So that's what caused the downturn of 2007, two announcements, Bear Stearns, and then 2 days later, Lehman. So it doesn't take a whole lot. I don't think this is the announcement, but because there's going to be a slow bleed downward in bonds, but the thing it could trigger is a problem in the pensions because most pensions hold bonds. So I think we're still going to have a bull market in stocks for some time. I don't think this is triggering that, but it's definitely going to weigh on the stock market a little bit.
Let's talk about China. You mentioned that they're selling our treasuries, and we're selling them, so it's a double sell-off, which can't be good, but they have launched their new currency. Explain what it is and explain why it's so valuable.
Yeah, think about that for a second, Kevin. The number one holder of treasuries, our debt, is our central bank, and now they're sellers, the Federal Reserve. The number two holder is China, and now they said they're selling our debt. So this is causing concern. Somebody has to hold the debt. I think why they made these announcements is because, you know, obviously you're going to launch your currency. You're not going to hold up the competitor's currency called the U.S. dollar. So that's why they made this announcement, because the petrol yuan officially was supposed to launch last month at the end of December. It actually did launch Thursday. So we're going to see a slow movement towards countries starting to move towards using the petrol yuan, because it can now be fully convertible to gold. So in other words, if you're a buyer of oil and you want to buy oil, now you don't have to use the dollar to buy oil in, because all oil contracts, have been written in terms of dollars since 1974. Well, that now has been broken. So this is going to cause strain on the dollar. Where is all this money going to go that the Fed is releasing into the system? This could cause velocity as well as China. That alone could be inflationary. So we have a lot of unknown things. These are historic announcements that we've never seen. The world can't, we don't know how it's really going to pan out. But what China wants to do is become the world reserve currency. And how you do that, simply own a lot of gold, back your currency by gold, and get involved in the largest commodity of the world, and that's oil. And now that you can buy and sell oil in trading outside of the dollar and the yuan, and it can be, that currency can be converted to gold. So thinking about that, Saudi Arabia, the largest producer of oil, China the largest buyer, Saudi Arabia loves gold. So this is a win-win for a lot of part of the world. I think you're going to see a big change coming up this next year.
Well, and it's one of those things that it should make Americans take a cold hard look at our currency and the stability of our money, because there was a time when we were the currency that was backed by gold. And now China is in essence backed by both gold and oil. Like they've got double commodities back in their paper. So we're in really bad shape here.
They're doing the exact same thing that we did before. You're exactly right. In 1944, when the Bretton Woods Agreement was launched, our currency became the world reserve, and it was backed by gold. That door got shut in 1971 when Nixon took us off the gold standard, and 3 years later, they had to figure out a way to make the world hold a currency, and that was done through oil, but not through gold anymore. So China is connecting all the dots. And I know you said this before, while we are playing checkers, China's been playing chess. They've been setting this up for over 20 years, and now they finally launched this last Thursday. So it's going to be very interesting. It's something I've been talking about. I think we're going to see a change in the dollar, unfortunately, and it's not going to be a good one.
Yeah. Well, and that's all the more reason why people need to do what I've done for years now, and that is to think about your investments as actual hard commodities. And so... I've moved a large chunk of my retirement and long-term investment into metals. I would encourage you to do the same. And if you want to know someone that's going to do it with absolute trust and reliability, Landmark Capital is the very best in the business. David, when we come back for our final few minutes, I just want to touch on this imaginary currency called Bitcoin. Actually, the technology behind it is really cool, but it is it had a bad week. In fact, the week that we hit 26,000 on the stock market, it hit its lowest point in quite some time. There's people that are fascinated by it and what it all means and so forth. And we'll do that when we continue with David Fisher. Again, if you would like to get the 2018 Financial Survival Guide, they've got a whole kit of things that they're going to send you at no cost. Just go to am970theanswer.com, click the gold coin, and then put your information in there, and they'll send that to you at no cost to you. It's worth about $189. And you'll also be registered for the drawing for the St. Gaudens gold coin coming up on March 31st. I'm Kevin McCullough, live from New York. Don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time.
first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
So glad to be with you wherever you is. Welcome to Saturday. We usually chill out a little bit on Saturday night. You know, I'm doing hard news all the rest of the week. But today was a big news day. Coming up in the next segment, MJ Kronfeld will join us in the Ladies Lounge to discuss the Women's March. She's also going to tell us about a very new movement that is affecting our friends in Israel. And so I want to give her plenty of time in the next hour. I've been so grateful to have David Fisher with us tonight. David, I read it in the technology section of the newspaper. I read it in the financial section, Bitcoin. It had a bad week. It went way down. It was at 14,000 per ounce, and now it went down to like 10,000 or even below that. What is it, and why should we care?
Well, it's a cryptocurrency, and I think cryptocurrencies are here to stay, Kevin. They're not going away. Neither is Bitcoin. It's one of many. So there's two sides to cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin. There's the money side to be used as money, and I think the government's going to come and regulate it. Definitely has been by showing up in the IRS as evidence last month. The IRS won a ruling against Coinbase, which is a trading platform that you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies. They won a court document, won in court where they subpoenaed 214,000 accounts. And they found that only 802 of those that traded Bitcoin were paying taxes on the gains and the losses. So the government's coming involved, getting involved, and I said they would, and they're definitely doing that. So that's that side, and I don't know if it's going to be a money system or not. It's too early to tell. There's too many problems with it. It's been hacked into four times, and, you know, it's not stable enough. The market side is a whole other incident. Parabolic movement. What goes up really fast does come down. We saw it drop 50% in just a month and a half, where it took 4 years to get to there. So just be careful if you're going to invest in it. Use small amounts. Expect to lose money, and don't hide it from the government. That's what you shouldn't be doing with any money.
Definitely don't do that part. All right. So you had one more thought on the white paper before we're done.
You know, I spend so much time on this, and it's so important. 2008 affected everybody's life financially in some way, whether involved in real estate, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. And we saw just a huge downturn. And it was triggered when most people were not looking. Ironically, there's so many warnings that are coming out from the same entities that did warn us in 2007 that most of us didn't pay attention to. But if you had gold in your portfolio, Kevin, that was the lifesaver. It went up 50% while stocks went down several hundred dollars, several thousand dollars a share. It was just brutal, 35% to 40% losses when it was all said and done. Stocks did, or real estate did about the same. But gold went on a multi-year run and doubled in 2 years. So this is why we are passionate to help people. I've helped lots of your listeners on radio. I know I can help your listeners on television when they call my company and get properly diversified. And that's what we do. We help people get properly diversified, not just in stocks and not just in gold, but several different asset classes we give their wisdom for.
That's that financial, your personal blueprint, and I love the fact that you do that. And friends, check them out. LandmarkGold.com is a really helpful resource. It's a great website. It has lots of things on it. Sign up for the Financial Survival Guide. You definitely want everything that he's got in there, including that brand new white paper, and he's making it available for free. David, always good to see you. Thanks for being with us tonight.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
751.